Suffolk.
The News Hour on Drive Time with Stephen Foster.
A silent protest has taken place today against cuts to Norfolk and Suffolk mental health services. Last autumn, it was announced that 500 jobs were going and a fifth of beds could be withdrawn at the NHS service providing mental health care in North Suffolk alone. The protest took place before a meeting of Suffolk County Council Health Scrutiny Committee, where the issues facing the Norfolk and Suffolk Foundation Trust were going to be discussed. It was organised by Jane Basham, Labour's parliamentary candidate for South Suffolk, who told me earlier why she felt it had been necessary.
Seen some reports up in Lowestoft about bed closures, for example, but that's happening at the same time as a significant loss of staff working in the community setting. So actually, we feel there's this sort of perfect storm of reducing the number of beds that are available to acutely ill people at the same time as effective professional qualified support being reduced in the community. So it feels like a perfect storm of cuts.
But speaking to us last month, Gary Page, the chairman of the trust, insisted the service isn't in crisis.
I know, and I think that there is an absolute disconnect. I was at the health scrutiny meeting this morning. I was able to stay for a couple of hours, there was a Health Watch report that was tabled, it's very clear that there is an absolute disconnect with what patients, users and families feel about the service and how they've seen services deteriorate and what the trust management and board are saying. There's just a chasm there, Stephen, and it was evident today in health scrutiny.
But the trust says it needs to save £40 million from its £220 million annual budget over 4 years, so something's got to give somewhere, hasn't it?
Oh, I think it is about cuts. I think sadly they're not being, as he may have said that, but there is this sense of denial and there's a lot of spin going on about how everything's fine. And I'm not sure that we should have our mental health services should be led by people who are not challenging the cuts. You know, we have Norman Lamb in Norwich, responsibility for social care. We have Dan Poulter here in Suffolk, who's responsible for health. And they seem to be cheerleading through these cuts and not listening to what the impact is on the lived lives of people who have health problems. I think our view is that the NHS and the mental health services are being dismantled at pace, and we have to say we have to stop. There's a massive impact on failure to address mental health on other agencies. You know, I've got an experience of working in the police service, I've got experience of working in the voluntary and community service. All of these services are also facing cuts, and I refer back to my sort of previous comment. I think it's a perfect storm. So yes, the cuts, they're saying they have to be made, but I think we would say not here, not now, and we need to stop and reassess and do a proper assessment of the impact, and particularly mental health, Stephen, because we know that historically mental health services have been dreadfully underfunded. So actually, it's not just an assessment of need. Today at health scrutiny, I didn't hear very much in terms of figures, numbers of patients. We need to look at that, but we also need to address the number of patients that aren't accessing services. And in rural areas, obviously I'm in South Suffolk, I'm deeply worried about the centralisation and loss of services and what it's going to mean for people in rurally remote communities.
Jane Basham, Labour's parliamentary candidate for South Suffolk, talking to me earlier. Well, on the line to us now is Deborah White, who's Director of Operations with the Norfolk and Suffolk Mental Health Services Foundation Trust. Thank you for joining us on the programme this evening.
Hi.
A lot of spin, according to Jane Basham.
I wouldn't agree with that. I think that we've listened very, very carefully to the feedback that we've had from service users, from carers, from stakeholders, and we've acted on that very promptly. We attend the Health Watch Mental Health Focus subgroup on a monthly basis, and we respond in a very prompt way to the concerns that are raised. We're doing things like next week we've got a training session with service users and staff. We've got developments such as our IMROC programme, which is implementing recovery through organisational change. We've got an enormous amount of service users involved in that. They're co-producing and then co-delivering training courses to people with mental health problems with staff members. That's really quite innovative. So there are all sorts of positive developments going on, and we really are very vigilant. We listen to our staff, we listen to those people that have raised concerns, and we have very regular collaboration with our CCGs.
Protesters are citing a lack of community care, shortage of acute beds, triage systems making access harder. Not exactly a ringing endorsement of what you offer.
Well, I think we've had some very positive feedback about our access and assessment service, which is operates from 8 in the morning to late in the evening, so that GPs have extended times. We now have very challenging targets. We're expected to see people within 4 hours for emergency assessments, within 72 hours for urgent assessments, and within 28 days for routine assessments. We're in the 90% achievement for both the emergency and urgent assessments. We've got some work to do in terms of the routine assessments, and we know that, and in order to address that, we're putting on extra clinics and evenings at weekends, bringing in extra staff. So now, instead of previously, we had over 30 different teams within Suffolk that GPs had to refer to, and it was a very confusing landscape. Now there's a single number where you get the response from qualified clinical staff who are on duty on that day.
And an absolute disconnect with patients, families and carers.
We work with 10,000 patients in Suffolk throughout the year, and it's impossible to get feedback from all of them, but we're trying very hard to engage through lots of different routes. And as I said previously, we do listen and we do respond, and a number of changes have been made on the basis of the feedback that we've received.
But it is impossible to make the cuts that you say you need to make without affecting services.
Well, I think there are some areas where we can simply be more efficient. We can cut down on some of the bureaucracy and some of the process and the access and assessment service have enabled increased capacity for clinicians. We've increased our ability to mobile working, so technology, laptops, remote access away from offices that cuts down on people travelling, which, as you know, is a big issue in Suffolk. In terms of our beds, we will always have to send people out of area for very specialist services, if people have eating disorder problems, for example. But in fact, we feel reasonably confident that we have enough beds in Suffolk. And we're also very fortunate. We've got a very responsive, both clinical commissioning groups very responsive, and we've had some additional investment this year in a new psychiatric liaison service at both Ipswich Hospital and West Suffolk Hospital. We've had investment in an autism service for adults, which started in July last year, and we're about to start an autism service for children and young people in March of this year. And the other really important development, particularly with our ageing population in Suffolk, is investment from the CCGs in a community dementia diagnosis service.
Deborah White, thank you for being with us on the programme.
Thank you.
Deborah White is Director of Operations with the Norfolk and Suffolk Mental Health Services Foundation Trust.